Hello, this is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. The president has signed an important bill which significantly changes the laws governing banks and the financial services sector. Advocates of the new law say it will help America compete globally. Opponents say we have, quote, unlearned the lessons of the Depression. But everyone agrees that this will lead to more mergers as financial institutions try their best to get bigger. Is this what the banking public really wants? Bud Buck reports.
Bank merger mania continues unabated. I'm in the street outside Mom and Pop State Bank, and the demonstration going on here reflects the frustration of local people like this gentleman who asked that we only call him Dan.
Well, we've had it with Mom and Pop's bank. They're small. That makes us feel small, too.
Leaders of the protest say a multinational mega bank with one-stop shopping for financial services is the kind of institution they want in their hometown. But Mom and Pop's stands in the way. I asked Pops, co-owner of the bank, for his reaction.
Well, I thought we were doing okay. Made a lot of loans right here on Main Street. That's been the focus of this bank since my father owned it. Do we get the biggest return possible? No. Do we handle stock purchases? No. Insurance? No. Can't do it. Don't want to do it.
And so the protests began. With each new big bank merger on the national scene, the crowds here outside Bob and Pop's State Bank have become larger and larger. Laura DeMitty is another activist pushing Bob and Pop towards change.
I have an IRA with Transnat Fed Bank, Inc., and then my checking account here at Mom and Pop's. When I was a girl, I used to come here with my mother, and of course Mom and Pops remember that. So whenever I come in here, Pops is all over me, wanting to know how my kids are doing in school. Do I like my job? And who do I think is going to win the Super Bowl? And all that stuff. I've got probably 30 years of history to talk about. I have to free up a whole afternoon just to make a deposit. When I go to Transnat Fed Bank, nobody there knows who I am or cares. So I get in and out in just a few minutes.
If you ever need a loan, you've got a relationship here.
A loan? I can get a loan along with my breath mints at the grocery store. What about variable annuities? What about trading futures in the Deutsche Mark?
Mom, Pops, it's time to get with the trend. We want one-stop shopping. Come on, chat with me, everybody. One-stop shopping. One-stop shopping. One-stop shopping. I want my own internal banker.
One-stop shopping. One-stop shopping.
Will Bob and Pop's State Bank go the way of the majors? I put that question to Pops as we sat in rocking chairs on the bank's second floor balcony, looking out over the bizarre scene in the street below, a street where this bank has stood for 90 years.
Well, one of our shareholders asked me about my net worth. He said the CEO of Globanco is worth $2 billion. So I'm afraid you're sitting next to a dinosaur.
Well, I don't mind a bit. Just don't eat me. Oh, here comes Bob out the screen door of the bank with a tray of cookies for the protesters. Oh, boy, they seem to be angry with her, surrounding her. They won't let her hand out the cookies.
Why, those ingrates.
Oh, look, someone's taken the tray away from her. Papa's run over there to help. Oh, hey, stop that. Leave that poor woman alone. What? Unbelievable. They're lightly but emphatically swatting her with rolled-up copies of the Wall Street Journal. I can tell she's frightened. Oh, now here comes Pops, bravely wading into the crowd to rescue his wife of 55 years from the clutches of this crowd turned ugly.
Get away from her, you animals!
Oh, now Pops has Bob. He's shielding her from the crowd as they make their way back into the bank.
We're trying to give you cookies!
Cookies today, cake tomorrow, then what, huh? Free babysitting? I'm telling you, it's a drain on resources. Cut services, hike fees, go global.
Economies of scale, that's where you'll make a profit. Economies of scale! Economies of scale!
Economies of scale!
Economies of scale!
Economies of scale! Economies of scale!
Don't believe what you hear, that enormous bank mergers have no support among the little people, and that customers and investors have nothing to gain from larger banks. Here's one group that has seen the future, and it is big. This is Bud Buck. Economies of scale!